Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The husband of Cheyenne Mayor Marion Orr has been charged with misdemeanor domestic battery, first offense, in connection with an alleged altercation with his wife, Cheyenne Mayor Marion Orr, Friday night. If convicted, Jimmy Orr could face up to 6 months in jail and a $750 fine. A $5,000 signature bond was set for Orr to be released from jail. At 4:30 p.m. Monday, an official at the Laramie County Detention Center said Orr was still in custody. Police were called to the Orr home in Cheyenne at 7:30 p.m. on Friday after someone called in a report of a disturbance. The affidavit says Orr told police he had been in an argument with his wife, Marion. He went on to say that he threw a cup into the sink next to where his wife was standing. Marion saw the cup, which was broken, and threw part of it back at him. Jimmy Orr then put her in a bear hug to calm her down, according to his statements to police. Investigators say Marion had a bruise about the size of a dime on her chin, and her neck area was red as if it had been rubbed or been in contact with an object. Marion said she thought she had gotten the injury when she was being turned around prior to being put into the bear hug. Marion Orr said that she was afraid of her husband, so she called police. A state investigation released Monday found no evidence linking fracking to contaminated groundwater east of Pavilion, confirming conclusions published in a previous water quality study. The report, conducted by the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality, concluded pollution in drinking water likely occurred naturally due to the permeable and shallow geology of the area. This year's report built on a nearly decade-long investigation into water quality issues in the tiny Wyoming town. The latest phase of the investigation sought to address gaps in the state's research of 13 water supply wells undertaken 5 years ago. Landowners east of Pavilion began expressing alarm over their drinking water's foul odor and taste decades ago. In 2008, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency launched an investigation and subsequently released draft findings in 2011, theorizing the water's toxicity could be connected to proximate fracking activity. The Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry cautioned residents not to drink the water. The initial results catalyzed a contentious national debate over the potential consequences of hydraulic fracturing or fracking. But federal regulators ultimately passed the investigation to state regulators after a barrage of criticism from Wyoming lawmakers and industry over the incriminating results.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
Football players without shoulder pads and helmets are like you in a vehicle without your seatbelt. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Safety equipment is important on the football field as well as every time you climb behind the wheel of your vehicle. Safety equipment helps prevent serious injuries in football. The big hits delivered on you during a crash will be minimized when you wear your seatbelt. We want you to be safe. Buckle up for your family every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
A judge has sentenced a Wyoming man to at least 48 years in prison after he sexually abused two adults and a 15-year-old girl. 27-year-old Trey Derrick Smith was sentenced Thursday after he pleaded guilty to abuse by sexually touching of a brain-injured vulnerable adult and sexual assault of a developmentally disabled adult. Officials say Smith also entered an Alford plea to sexual abuse of a minor. Authorities say the Casper Police Department began investigating the case after the 15-year-old girl told her mother Smith had raped her. The state of Wyoming will enforce its seasonal winter closure for shed antler and horn hunting beginning January 1st. The closure affects many sections of public land, state land, and wildlife habitat management areas managed by the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission. Game and Fish urges antler hunters to check with them before heading out to ensure they are not illegally harvesting antlers. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.